Hi, this is Dan Dross, Utah State University Extension Vegetable Specialist. I'm actually quite pleased with how my garden has dealt with the summer heat. I've been diligently watering it, I made sure to mulch the soil, and I kept an eye out for bugs and diseases. My broccoli heads were a bit rough looking, poorly domed, lime green in color, rough, and had quite a bit of leaf growing through the heads. These are all signs of heat stress. My beans performed nicely, and we're into the second planting harvest. When water stressed, flowers abort and pods don't fill out completely. So the extra water really helped a lot and productivity is good. My lettuce did okay, a little bit bitter, but overall seemed to take the heat quite well if I kept more water to it. However, my spinach bolted early and our radishes did the same thing. I'll reseed all of these starting again in mid-August. My peppers are just okay. They caught a virus, and plants, leaves, and fruits are much smaller. I tried to get them to grow by giving them some extra care, but they didn't really respond. There is no vaccine for these viruses, and I didn't pick up on it early enough to replant. So, try again next year. Tomatoes are producing nicely, but size is down, and the skins are a bit tough. Normal responses when exposed to extra heat. Plenty of squash and cucumbers. They like the water, and the garden keeps producing nicely, but I need to put on about an inch and a half per week. I'm putting that on 2 times per week, so 3/4 of an inch per application to get me that 1.5 inches. That will change some when it cools down a bit. Next month, I'll talk a little bit more about how the garden does and what things you can look for and start planting in August. So until then, this is Dan Dross, Utah State University Extension Vegetable Specialist.